You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Fantasia. We got to let Fantasia speak to us about bittersweet. You can't have bitter. James said you can't have fresh water and bitter waters coming out of the same fountain. Yes. James chapter 3. These things ought not be so. You can't worship and then talk about brothers and sisters and worship and talk. And don't ever come to me. You better stay out of my face. That ain't God. You got an Ishmael in your heart. Uncircumcised.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Demonic Network of Unforgiveness. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 19, verses 10 through 13.
God loves us so much, and he's so holy that he would have to kill us, so he forgives us, so he don't kill us. You see, he's so holy, right? There's no flaw in him. So he chooses to forgive you when you make a mistake. So he doesn't kill you. God is different from man. When we make mistakes, we say, I'm sorry. But when you make a mistake to him, you got to pay. And the payment for every sin is the best of a person's flesh. And the best of your flesh is not your shape. It's your blood. It's called the life of the flesh. That's what's required for sins. So some people don't understand that. They think the higher you are in intellect, or you didn't do anything big crimes, then you're okay with God. But it's not true. Every sin requires it. This is why Jesus is called the ultimate sacrifice. Because he died once for all of our sins. So we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm not righteous in my own self. When God looks at me, he looks through the blood of Jesus at me. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. So if you got the blood covering you, that God see the blood first. And he don't look at your sin like he did in the Old Testament. He looks at his son. And if you have a penitent heart, he'll continue to forgive you. But when you understand the sacrifice, it makes us want to not sin. And unforgiveness needs to be seen as a sin. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
The scripture says when the unforgiving servant who God forgave of 300 tons, he then wants to choke somebody who owes him 4,000 denarii. The scripture says when the Lord came in, he rebuked that unholy servant. And the scripture says he turned him over to the tormentors. It's right there in the text. And that is verse 34. And his Lord was wroth, chapter 18, verse 34, and delivered him over to the tormentors. Tormentors. That's mental, psychological, emotional, physical tormentors. Can't rest, can't sleep, insomnia. And many of us that may suffer from that, if we try to get more forgiving, I believe we'll rest better. I'm not saying it's always the case, but I am saying torment comes with unforgiveness. Get turned over to the tormentor. So lessons learned. Jesus wasn't referring to unbelievers. He was referring to children of the Most High God that choose to walk in unforgiveness. unforgiving servants are turned over to tormentors. Second point I want to make, if you fail to forgive or to choose to walk in offense, you give the devil a foothold. You open up a door to demonic trafficking. And we're talking about part two of this message, the demonic network of unforgiveness. So I read to you out of Proverbs 19. You see it again in Matthew 18. Certain things happen when we fail to forgive. There's a network or a web that's formed. Now, I've had a chance to study spiders. And one of the things Solomon did, this is very unique. The scripture says that his wisdom took him to science. He had an understanding of insects and plants. Well, why would a man want to study plants and insects? The man's wisdom grew by him just looking at ants and spiders. And he said, there are several things that I don't understand. I don't understand how a snake can go over a rock and it has no legs. It's too wonderful for me. How fire can never be satisfied. And how a man, a grown man, is with a young girl in a sexual way. Solomon said, this is too wonderful. It's kind of weird. But he peeked into it to look at it so he can speak to us. But what you have to have in your mind to do that. And what is it about a snake without legs that can make it go swiftly over a rock? And for some reason, these things web themselves together. Snakes slithering, insects spawning, men violating. All of them are tied in a network. Help me teach, God. And when you're unforgiving, you open up a door to all kinds of activities. It's the web, the demonic web. Now, many people, insects don't see the web. They only know there is a web when they're caught in it. So a spider will take time not saying a word and being very intricate in spawning a web, line upon line, precept upon precept, going back and forth, creating a diamond at first and then making sure it's laced together. And it's so tense that when any insect get caught in it, it vibrates. And the spider can be asleep. But because you got caught in it, it wakes him up. Or it wakes her up. And when she comes out of the hole, she sinks her fangs into you. And you begin to dissolve on the inside out. Solomon had a chance to look at that. And he gained wisdom from it. And I want to just cause you to peek into it too. One of the things that unforgiveness does is open us up to the spawning of a web and a network that you don't see coming. And I'm telling you, wisdom says a lot of it is tied together. It's very grotesque. What unforgiveness does to us and what it opens us up to. Well, I can be running for God and still be tied up in a web? Absolutely. But this one is unusual. Because we give the devil a foothold or a stronghold. No man can spoil your goods unless he first bind the strong man in the house. So if you're the strong one in the house, one of the things the web of the enemy wants to do is wrap up the strong one. Can't worship, can't praise, can't do nothing. Therefore, the whole house is locked down because you tied up. It's worse than a church. If I get tied up in unforgiveness, webbed up in unforgiveness, then how can I release the people? What if my leaders are tied up? We're like, oh, I'm tied up, tangled up in Jesus. No, you're not. Because if you were tangled up in Jesus, you got to let other things go. God don't allow us to dance with the devil and run with him. You can't run with the devil and walk with God. Somebody's got to release something. And that's what a sacrifice is. Oh my God, anybody can praise him. But the sacrifice of praise from the fruit of your lips requires that you let go of something that you like or something that fed you. Amen. And you release it so you can embrace God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For Abraham, it was Hagar. She felt good. But God said, you got to take her to the edge of the camp and release her and her son. He said, cast out. Not just let them go. Cast out the bondswoman. Cast her out. She can't live with you. Oh, I'm preaching. She can't live with you. She's unforgiving. Even her seed is unforgiving. Oh, my God. Sarah thought she was helping Abraham out by letting him have a good time with Hagar. But what happened is she produced a son. The scripture says he was a wild ass of a man. What that means is that you can't, I don't care how you bring him a piece of pizza, he can eat it and still want to cut your throat. I don't care how you try to drive him out of Gaza, he still want to blow you up. I don't care how you try to lock him down, he'll get in a plane and run it into a ship. He's willing to sacrifice his life. I don't care what you do, he's a wild ass. And that's what unforgiveness is. It is a wild ass. And you can't keep the wild ass and the seed of the son in the same house. One has to be let go. So he told Abraham, cast her out. God, what do you mean? She's carrying my child. I know. But the son of the bondswoman cannot be son of the free. They can't live in the same house, a forgiving heart and an unforgiving heart, a forgiving heart and an unforgiving heart, of someone that pardons and someone that holds on the offense. Bitter and sweet water, one has to be let go. And God is calling for the bittersweet to be separated now. Come on, Fantasia. She did a song called Bittersweet. Oh, my God. Man, I'm preaching. Fantasia. We got to let Fantasia speak to us about bittersweet. You can't have bitter. James said you can't have fresh water and bitter waters coming out of the same fountain. James chapter 3. These things ought not be so. You can't worship and then talk about brothers and sisters and worship and talk. And don't ever come to me. You better stay out of my face. That ain't God. You got an Ishmael in your heart. Uncircumcised. Uncircumcised. Put it. Oh, my God. Let me move on. Y'all looking at me weird. Let me tell you something. In other words, when there's a foothold, you become vulnerable to Satan's attack. And if I took a string and pulled back how enemy shackles us down, I can bet you it's tied to unforgiveness. It makes us vulnerable to his attacks. When he breathes on us, we go with him versus going with God. God should be able, in this season in our lives, he should be able to blow and it make us repent. Just like this. A breeze should make us, Lord, I'm sorry. Just like he used to when you first got saved. Now he's got to hit you with the iron. He should, when the iron is hot, right? You just put it in the, when the iron is hot and you're going to get a brand cows, you put the iron hot, right? Real hot. It's red hot. All you got to do is touch the cow. and you get a brand. Cows say, oh, boo, boo, and it's over. But when that iron is not hot, you got to beat them with it. I got you to get my brand. You got to get it. Got to get it. And this is what God has to do with us because the iron isn't hot. You may be angry, but your branding iron is cold. It's harder for God to brand us. That's why many of us feel like we're bruised, right? But really, it's hard to brand you. Oh, God, Jesus. But I'm bruised. You can't be, listen, if you don't want to be bruised, get with the hot iron. And hot iron, it didn't take a long time for you to get the brand. It don't take a long time for you to get the brand. It's a singe. And it's over. Glory to God, hallelujah. A few months ago, I got a COVID shot. What's his name? Kennedy? Is it? What's his name that's running the... What's his first name? Not Robert. Robert died, right? What's his name? Is his name Robert? That's not Robert Jr. Right, okay. Yeah, his daddy, though, was powerful. But he can't hardly talk, though. Don't he sound funny? How in the world they put you... You're not a doctor. I mean, how in the world do you get rid of DEI and you hire people who aren't qualified? How in the world you talking about DEI isn't right and you hire a man that can't even communicate, not even a doctor? And y'all following what? Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. Well, you know, see, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's racism. Reverse racism. Really? Oh, my God. I'm blown away, man. You putting people in positions that are just loyal to you, or do you want the best? You want the best? Where's Ben Carson anyway? Where you at? Oh, my God. Let me preach. I'm surprised with the way the nation has shifted in terms of ideals. That's why we need truth, right? We need Jesus as the truth. Because if you follow in politics and following this stuff, man, it's like it's crazy. I started watching Fox News before Barack Obama rose to power. And I was listening to it. I just wanted to know what these conservatives think. And I came up with some stuff. I have a lot of conservative views. And I watched them shift from that. Every time Barack says, oh, here's the anointed one. He thinks he's smart. He doesn't really come up with details. I'm listening to you. Trump never gives details. That man said, I got a plan, a health plan. It's coming out in 2 weeks. 6 years ago. Y'all following what? This is, oh my God. This is the most powerful man on the face of the earth. You better follow Jesus. And I'm not saying Kamala would have been better. I'm just telling you all that we got problems, y'all. And we need Jesus. Oh, my God. We got to get rid of these strongholds. And one of them is unforgiveness because it gives way to Satan, his attacks. But we're tortured by him. He doesn't just put you in jail. He tortures you. I was talking with someone, man. One of the things the devil does is blinds us. We have blind spots. Like something can be right here and you can't see it. It's apparent right there. But you can't see it. This is what torture is like, torture. I would rather see it and then I can make a decision than to be blind to something that's apparent. And that's one of the things unforgiveness does. It makes you choke out people who hurt you, but you don't see how off you are. So here's an acronym for you. REST. If you're going to rest in God, you have to get rid of unforgiveness. There is no Sabbath for the unforgiving. There is no rest for the unforgiving. The R in rest is for release. Release every offense and everyone who hurt you. It's not easy, but with grace we can get it done. Really, you don't have allow them to have any power over you. So release. So you got to, it's cathartic. You got to say it with a rebel yell, like, release!
Release!
Right. Y'all ain't got it yet. It's still in there. You got to get it out, like, release!
Release!
Right, right. So you got to tell unforgiveness, I release you. And as you do that, you're releasing not only unforgiveness, but the offense and the person. I release you, not chow by. That, I ain't talking about that kind of release. Chow by. You see, we got to be Christ-like, right? Jesus washed Judas' feet. He also said, do what you do quickly. Judas brings back the high priest and soldiers, and he calls him friend. I know we're not what Jesus is, but we got to start thinking about it, right? Because we're being renewed in our minds. We got to release. You got to say, release.
Release.
Every offense and the offender. And you got to say, I want to be a person who is a reconciler or a retainer. I'm a reconciler. I believe in getting people to work together. I can go to any company and reconcile things. They can hire me to be the reconciler. People that don't get along will get along. I believe if I can talk to them. I believe I'm gifted to do that. And I believe God wants to gift our church to be reconcilers. If you can recover someone, it is the greatest gift. The E is for exit door. Do you have an exit door in a relationship? Do you always say, I'm done? Is that your default button, I'm out? Stick a fork in and I'm done. What about an entry rate? Wait, do you ever have that? Can you label an entry door? Or do you only have exit? I'm out. I'm out. You out? I'm out. I'm done. A lot of believers are like that. I'm out. That ain't Christ-like. We love long time. We love long time. I'm a covenant man. I don't believe in out. I'm out. You connect with me, I want you a long time. I want you to be a member of this church forever. What you doing? I believe God is like that. He's married to backsliders. I'm a covenant person. Am I perfect? No, but I'm a covenant person. And I believe we need to stop hanging our badge on the exit doors. The only exit door that you should have is an exit door to unforgiveness. We should label our entry doors too, because when you forgive, doors open of opportunity. Watch exits. See, a decision means decision. The word die is too. Decision. Is decision or to cut off another option. So when you make a decision, what you're saying is, I don't have two things that I can do. I'm only going to do one. So if I make a decision to embrace you, I made that decision. What if you got lice? Well, I have to deal with the lice. Well, what if you're impatient? Well, I'll deal with the impatience. What if you got bad breath? Well, I'm going to give you a mint. I'll turn my head, but I'm not going to let you go. Man, I'm preaching, man. Because I'm a person of covenant. That's why I don't go into covenant quickly. I wait for a moment. I wait for a moment to see your temperament and disposition. And then I slowly go into covenant. When I go into covenant and make a decision, I got you now. That's my attitude. Well, what if you messed up? Well, I got you now. I may have to turn my head, but I'm still clinging to you. You're the one that's looking and distracting because it's not my tendency. I'm a covenant person. And God wants to make covenant people in our church. Not chow by. Why is he so angry? Because that's the spirit here. And I'm driving it out. I'm driving out this chow by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I was being released to come to Palm Bay, they did a going away service for me. And I was the pastor of that church, the senior leader, for 2 years. I never got paid. Pastor Sabrina was like, when are they going to give you some money? I said, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. She's just running. This ain't right. I said, listen, you more upset than me? I'm the one pulling the pyramid. You impatient. Obviously, he's doing something, but it ain't right. I got to go until he released me. And suddenly, in November of 94, he released me. I was in Tampa, Florida. You're out, Clark, and it's like somebody took a coat off me. I said, it's time to go.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Demonic Network of Unforgiveness, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six-Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Greetings. This is Lucian Gandolfo, Senior Pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida. We are hosting a 15-week series on effectual prayer. It will be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. from November 5th through February 25th. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 that effectual, fervent prayers avail much. Prayer is the lifeblood of faith, yet it is what we believers often neglect and find most difficult to be effective in. Over these 15 Wednesdays, we'll examine from God's Word how you and I can indeed pray effective prayers that avail much. Prayer changes things, and it starts with us. In these challenging times, we urge you to come, learn, and pray with us as we put into practice what we've studied. Then just watch and see what God does. The Beacon Baptist Church is located at 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne. Our website is beaconbaptistfamily.com.